the 21st of October 2021, and an outflow pipe on the south coast of England pumps hour after hour of untreated sewage into a picturesque harbour. Just one of many similar instances that have appalled swimmers, water sports enthusiasts, fishers and environmentalists, and that last week MPs voted could keep on happening by rejecting an amendment to the new Environment Bill.
The public want to see action on this. The public are seeing a hugely profitable water industry continually and systematically polluting the environment. It seems that the fines aren't putting them off. It seems that the current legislation and enforcement isn't deterring them from polluting to the extent they are. So they need change. And this amendment is the first step in making sure that the water industry is truly legally accountable for the sewage pollution that they're putting into these blue environments.
Britain's largely Victorian sewage system can't cope when there's too much rain. In these circumstances, water companies are allowed to release rainwater and sewage into rivers and the sea to stop the system backing up. Last year, there were 400,000 such overflows.
This sewage storm overflow on the Beverley Brook is just one example among thousands. In 2020, this spilled 141 times for a total of 2,528 hours. That's 105 days worth of sewage contaminated water pouring into this stream. And just a few kilometres that way, it runs into the Thames and on through London.
To justify rejecting the Environment Bill amendment that would make this illegal, the government said it wasn't needed to curb sewage discharges by water companies. Its MPs also said updating an antiquated sewage system overnight would cost billions, a burden that would ultimately be passed on to customers in their utility bills. But on the Thames River path, some opinions were harder.
I don't think it's excusable at all. I mean, in this day and age, when the sort of level of technology we have, I mean, it is such a primitive thing to do, to throw your effluent into the water. I mean, it's sort of caveman, isn't it, really? And no, I wouldn't swim in the Thames.
Colin fishes here whenever he can, though he puts the fish back and can't quite believe that anyone would get in themselves.
Have you ever gone swimming? Would you ever go
swimming? Oh, no, I wouldn't go swimming, no. I can't swim anyway, but I would go swimming in the Thames. But they do. I've seen more and more of it this year, most I've ever seen.
They have voted contents 213, not contents 60.
On Tuesday evening, the upper chamber of the British Parliament, the House of Lords, voted to return the amendment to MPs in the Commons. The government has also indicated it will strengthen the Environment Bill with its own amendments targeting sewage leaks. It means the issue will keep on causing a stink in British politics for a while to come. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, London.